on WC Show. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, doing wonderful. When does this issue of SI come out, or is it out?
I think it should be on the newsstands today or tomorrow.
How about that? And you have an article in there.
I do.
And as a hockey mom, a very interesting article, I'm sure one that was tremendously challenging to write, since you have a son that plays hockey, right?
Everything about the story has been challenging, yes.
Well, let's tell everybody listening what they can expect to read in the new issue of Sports Illustrated that you've written.
The story is about the terrible injury that happened to Jack Jablonski on December 30th, and I think it kind of pulls back and looks at the impact on the entire youth hockey community and certainly what it means as a hockey mom to have a child playing this game, which is inherently dangerous as well as thrilling.
And choices you have to make as that hockey parent.
Exactly.
And let me ask you about those choices that you've made in the incident that happened. Tell me about the gist of the article.
Well, I think that, you know, the choices that you make are, first of all, allowing your kids to get out there and play when you see that it's scary. That's when they're young, when it stops being just cute and fun. And then for my son in particular, having to decide, is he going to go on and play at an elite school like Shattuck and devote his life to this, where he's constantly in this situation, or are you going to encourage him to just get his education, and are you going to play at the age where they go from youth to high school? Do you encourage a ninth grader to play varsity hockey and be playing against kids who are 15, 16, 17, or let them stay and play at a youth level? It's always that struggle between the ambition and the passion and the caution.
Karen, were these choices you thought about before the incident?
Absolutely. This has been on my mind and in the minds of many, many, many moms, and I'm sure dads, for years.
And what about your husband? Do you have conversations regarding this? Should we do this? Should we not do this? Do you disagree? Do you agree? How does that work?
On a daily basis.
Yeah.
certainly, when Cade was asked to play at Shattuck, we really kicked it up into gear, and as he gets older, there's always my sense of fear. I often didn't go to the games even before Jack was injured. My husband would text me the results because I just didn't have the stomach to watch what would happen out there. So, yes, we talk about it all the time.
Do you watch it together when you're at a game?
As often as I can. Sometimes he likes to stand by the boards in the end and watch the hockey and really focus, because I'm always bugging him to tell me what's happening.
Well, I will tell you, my wife and I did not sit together at hockey games, and I'm sure a lot of the same reasons. But let's talk about the quickness and the reaction of the high school league to the rule change and your reaction to that.
I was thrilled. I mean, you know, looking at the insider part of this and talking to, you know, 30, 40 people who are involved on all ends, I really was thinking there was going to be a fight, there was going to be a struggle, that the one side pushing for change was going to have to really lobby hard against the old guard who was going to want to preserve their traditions. I think everybody was stunned by how quickly this happened, stunned and pleased, very pleased. I have absolutely noticed a change in the game since the changes.
Well, it's a long piece. It's a very interesting piece, and I think every hockey parent and non-parent is going to enjoy reading it and looking at your thoughts. And is it the first time you've been in Sports Illustrated?
It is, yes.
But you've been in other magazines.
Yes, I was a writer at People for People magazine for almost 20 years.
And so you wrote this, and what did you just submit it to SI and say, listen, here's just some thoughts from a hockey mom?
Not the entire article, no. I know the editor, Terry McDonald, because you know, he works in the same building I used to work in, and so I just, when this happened, I was devastated like everyone else and feeling crazy that I couldn't do anything, and so I thought the one thing I can do is write and make people aware that there's a bigger issue here. It wasn't just an accident. It was an accident, but it was part of a system in which we as adults have been pushing kids to do things they shouldn't be doing because of our own passion to win. And so I just wrote him a letter, and I said, this has happened, and here's what it means in Minnesota hockey, and here's why you should give this a voice. I really wasn't thinking I would write the story because I'm not a sports writer. But, you know, Terry called me back and said, what interests us is the mother's point of view in particular here, so how about you write it? And there I went.
No, Karen, we'll look for it in the magazine that comes out today and in everybody's mailbox, I know, around town probably tomorrow. Karen, thanks for joining us. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Dave.
Good luck in your hockey journey.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Karen Schneider, and she's in this week's Sports Illustrated. I think you'll find it interesting.